I'm glad to introduce the Pastor Andy McCafferty. He is the Dean of China Reform Theological School in China and in Taiwan. And for 15 years, and he was a philosopher professor in LSU for about 5 years before he went to Taiwan as a missionary. And while he was here in LSU, he used to come to this church to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are very pleased to have him here today to preach to us. 麦牧师是海格中神学院的院长，不是院长，对不起，是教务长。那。 在台湾做宣教士有15年了，过去他是在 LCU 做5年的哲学系的教授，是 PhD 是博士，他愿意放弃这个高等的在美国高等的这种头衔，放弃美国高等的这种物质环境条件，到这个小小的一个岛上去。 传福音拯救人的灵魂，去造就信徒，实在是神纪念他在主里面的奉献，感谢主，又把他带到我们当中，他是我们教会支持的宣教士之一，我们在祷告上、财务上也有一些小小的教会的对他们的一些奉献，求主继续的带领麦牧师。 麦师母他们在台湾以及世界各地的侍奉，在美国的侍奉，也求主使用他，借着他所传讲的，今天能够来造就我们，也能够帮助慕道的朋友，我们谢谢主，把他带领到我们当中，我们把以下的时间给麦牧师。Good
morning. 大家早。 I'm happy to be here today in the Chinese church. This church has been very good to me. So if I can give you a little help in the preaching, I feel very thankful to God. Many people know that I am the dean of the Reformed Seminary. When they hear this word reformed, they think that is very conservative. Kind of traditional. That makes me think of many things. In science, the world makes a lot of progress.
就科学来讲，科学界来讲的话，新的常常有很多的进步，很多的新的发现。
But is it the same in religion?
可是在宗教上的话，是不是也是如此呢？
In ethics?
在伦理上，是不是也是如此呢？
Is the world getting better and better?
是不是我们这个世界越来越好呢？
Just naturally, people begin to love each other?
是不是很自然而然的，我们人人都会越来越相爱？
They put aside greed and are concerned for their neighbor?
他们是不是常常想到他们的邻舍？
The new is often not as good as the old.
事实上呢，新的东西在伦理、在道德方面来说，并不见得都是越来越好的。
Because the Bible tells us we have fallen away from God.
因为圣经上说，我们人都是堕落的。
Each goes his own way.
我们喜欢偏行己路。
Until we come together and make up our hearts and minds to return to God.
直到我们有一天，我们愿意再重新回归到神的面前。
Before that day, we tend to slide away.
在那天到来之前呢，我们多半来说，我们都是越来越沦落的。
That's why I love Jeremiah 6:16.
所以为这个原因呢，我特别喜欢耶利米书6:16.
Maybe you can turn in your Bible to the book of Jeremiah.
你们也可以找到这个耶利米书6:16，在你们的圣经里面。
Maybe we can read from verse 13 to 16. Maybe I will read in the English and you can just read yourself in the Chinese from the
我用一横念，大家就看着。
Jeremiah 6:13. From the least to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. Prophets and priests alike, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No. They have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. And you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. I particularly want to pay attention to verse 16. It talks about the ancient path.
第16节, 我特别要请大家注意, 它讲到一个古道。
It tells us in a day of confusion, we should ask, where is the ancient path?
在一个很混淆的时代里面, 我们要问我们自己, 什么是古道?
Where is the good road?
什么是善道?
And walk in it.
然后我们才能够行在其间。
It's full of wisdom.
这里面充满了智慧。
Particularly, I know the church in Taiwan is drifting to the left and the right.
我特别有感触, 在台湾的教会已经开始偏离了这个正道。
And we need to ask, where is the ancient road?
我们需要问自己, 什么才是古道呢?
And walk in it.
然后行在其间。
I want to make 3 points.
我要讲3点。
The first is the meaning of this phrase, the ancient path.
第一点就是什么叫做古道。
The second is the content of the ancient path.
第二点就是这个古道的内容是什么。
The third is the blessing of the ancient path.
第三点就是这个古道所带来的祝福是什么。
I'll just look at one phrase, the ancient path.
现在我们先来看这个古道。
The meaning, its content, and its blessing.
它的意识还有它的祝福。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们祷告。
Father, we just pray that by your grace, you might open our eyes, that we might know the great importance of the things of God. We pray that you would give us your Holy Spirit, that we might see ourselves in this scripture and know what it is we ought to believe and do in this day. We pray that you'd bless me, that I could speak clearly, and bless all those friends and brothers and sisters who have come, that we might hear your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing I want to ask is, what is the meaning of this phrase, the ancient path?
首先我要问到底古道是什么意思?
Jeremiah was a very great prophet.
耶利米是一个很伟大的先知。
He lived about 600 years before Jesus.
他在耶稣出生前大概600年前出生的。And
he was a priest.
他是一个祭司。His
family were a family of priests.
他是出于祭司之家。From
a young age, God called him to be a prophet.
他从小就被神呼召作为一个先知。And
God said, I will put my word in your mouth.
神对他说, 我要将我的话语放在你的口中。And
you are to speak my word to the people.
你要对我的民百姓述说我的话。
Now it was a bad time for ethics and religion.
在那个时候是道德伦上, 就是一个很不好的一个时代。
The verse 13 tells us that everyone was greedy.
13节说, 从大至小的都一味的贪婪。
They all loved money.
他们都喜欢钱。
The prophets were telling everybody, peace, peace.
很多的先知说, 平安了, 平安了。
But the society was corrupting itself.
可是整个社会呢, 是非常的腐。
Nobody was seeking the good of their neighbor.
没有人是为他的邻居着想。
Everybody was thinking about how to enjoy themselves.
个人都专顾自己的事。
And the world was headed downward.
And 这个世代呢, 是每况愈下。
And there was no blushing. It tells us in verse 15.
15节, 他说, 他们毫不惭愧, 也不羞耻,
it's like our generation. You can have a young girl tell you she's living with her boyfriend.
你可以有一个少女可以说她跟她的, 男朋友同居,
and she doesn't feel anything disgraceful about it.
她一点也不觉得这有什么不对,
she doesn't know the difference between good and evil.
对她来说, 没有这个, 好像没有对错, 也没有是非,
and Jeremiah is called to preach to them.
那耶利米就被神所召,
he tells them, you are going to fall.
他告诉这个世代,你们将要沦亡,
in the day when the Lord punishes the judges the heavens and the earth.
当神的审判来到的时候, 你们都要被审判。
And then in verse 16, he tells them how they ought to walk.
16节他就说, 你们应该怎么样做呢? 怎么样走呢?
You ought to follow the ancient path.
你们应该要遵循古道。
Well, Jeremiah spoke very boldly to the people.
耶利米是非常的, 就毫无保留地向这些人民宣告。
But did they like to hear what he said?
你想他们喜不喜欢听到这样的信息呢?
Was everybody happy with Jeremiah?
是不是大家都很喜欢耶利米呢?
Telling them about the truth?
就是耶利米向他们说这个真话。
Most people hated Jeremiah.
在那个时候, 大部分人都非常讨厌耶利米。
The king at that time heard what he was saying.
特别是那时候的王听到耶利米的话,
he threw him into the jail.
他把他丢在监牢里面。
At that time there were other people, prophets.
在那个时候也有其他的先知,
false prophets.
是假的先知。
They were telling everybody, peace, peace.
他说啊, 平安了, 全场, 就说, 大家都没事, 好得很。
But Jeremiah says to them, will you say peace, peace?
可是耶利米跟他说, 你们说平安了,
will people do evil and say peace, peace?
难道做恶的人也会有平安吗?
He said, never.
不可能的,
the only way to find rest for your souls is to look for the ancient path.
唯一的在你的灵魂能够找到安息的话,
in the Hebrew,
在希伯来文里面,
it tells them to stand by the road.
是说你们要站在这个路上,
it's like there's roads going to the left and to the right and to the in front of you.
事实上这个路好像个十字路, 是左边, 右边, 前面都可以走的。
And there are a lot of people telling you which road you should go on.
很多人告诉你, 你应该走这条路, 你应该走那条路。
And Jeremiah says you ought to look for the ancient path.
可是耶利米先生说, 你应该找, 你应该知道哪一条是古道。
And walk on it.
然后行在其间。
In Hebrew, this word ancient is a good word.
在希伯来文里面, 古这个字呢, 是一个好字。
It has a good flavor to it.
它是一个非常是属于有带了一个好的意识在里面的。
We can see that because it's parallel to the good path. The ancient path is the good path.
因为你可以看到从这个行文当中, 它是把古道跟善道平行来用。
And this word ancient in Hebrew also can mean eternal.
同时这个古呢在希伯来文里面也表示是永久性的。
So there is this good, eternal, ancient path.
所以在耶利米说古道的意思是一个是古老的,也是一个永久的,也是一个好的道路。
It's a path that leads to life.
这是一个通往生命的道路。
It's a path that all the great saints of God have walked on.
也是所有历代的圣徒所走的路。
What is the ancient path?
所以到底什么是古道呢?
Well, it's easy.
这非常简单。
It's the path that Abraham walked on.
也就是亚伯拉罕走的道路。
Isaac and Jacob.
是以撒雅各走的道路。
Moses and Aaron, Joshua and Samuel.
也是摩西亚伦和撒母耳走过的道路。
The great David.
还有我们的, 这个, 大卫王走过的道路。
Elijah.
还有以利亚。
Amos.
还有, 阿摩斯,
Job.
约伯,
in the New Testament, we have Peter and Paul.
在新约里面呢, 就有彼得, 还有保罗,
all the disciples.
还有所有的门徒,
through history, we have Augustine and Calvin.
在教会历史上的话, 有圣奥古斯丁, 有加尔文,
many other great Christian leaders.
还有许多非常伟大的, 基督教的领袖们,
finally, we have the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然最终的,
these people had certain things they believed in common.
这些人呢,
they had a certain way that they lived their lives.
他们, 他们行事为人，他们的生活都有一种方式。
We can say they had the same religion.
我们可以说他们有相同的信仰。
They had a similar ethical views.
他们有相同的道德观。
Did any of the men I just mentioned tell a young girl she could live with her boyfriend? That's okay.
你想这些人，我所提过这些人，他会跟一个少女说：“哎呀，没有关系，你跟谁同居都可以。”
Was there even one?
会不会有任何一个这样的我们的先祖会这样说呢？
They all had a knowledge of the true God.
他们对真神、对真理都有相当的了解。
And we should ask, what kind of faith did they have?
我们应该问他们到底有怎么样的信心呢？
How did they live their life?
他们如何过他们的生活呢？
And we follow after them.
然后呢，我们就照着去行。
That's the safe road.
这是一条最安全的道路。
That's the road that leads to life.
这是一条通往生命的道路。
That's the road where you find rest for your souls.
这是一条你可以找到安息的道路。
Some people think that the Old Testament is kind of irrelevant.
有人觉得旧约跟我们现代人没有什么大关系。
Do you ever read the Old Testament and think, I don't know what they're talking about?
当你看读旧约的时候，觉得哎呀，你都不晓得他在讲什么。
Well, sometimes we need people to explain it.
有的时候我们实在是需要人解释给我们听。
But really, Jeremiah is talking to us here today.
可是我告诉你，耶利米所说的是对我们现代人也是同样的有效用的。
We live in the same world.
因为我们是生活在同样的世界。
There is the same God.
是同样的神。
We have the same problems.
我们有同样的问题。
I don't know about the Chinese church here in the United States.
我不太知道在北美的教会、中国教会的情况。
But there are a lot of things going in the church in Taiwan.
可是在台湾的教会当中有很多的情况。
And the church is in a state of drifting.
我觉得他们很多的教会都已经在一个流失的状态当中。
Some churches preach from the Bible.
有些教会是根据圣经来传道。
Some churches tell people stories that make them laugh.
有些教会呢是专门讲一些故事让大家很开心。
Some churches worship in the fear of God.
有些教会呢是讲一些让人对神产生那种惧怕的心理。
Other churches just like to make their worship very real now.
有些教会呢，就让这个希望这个整个 worship 非常的 lively and loud and interesting.
Yes, some churches preach about the sin and the judgment to come.
有些教会呢是专门讲罪恶，专门讲审判。
Some churches never mention that.
有些教会呢，这是从来不提这个。
Yes.We stand in a day and age where the world is presenting us, even in the church, different paths to walk on.
这个世界即使在不同的教会当中，也都告诉我们有给我们不同的信息。
And the Jeremiah is relevant today.
所以耶利米是非对我们现世的人也是非常的有关系的。
Christianity is a historical religion starting from the beginning of the world, even from Adam, but clearly Abraham, all the way to today.
而基督教呢，是对整个人类都是有关系的，从亚当或从亚伯拉罕到今日。
And Jeremiah tells us we should walk in the ancient path.
耶利米跟我们说，我们要走在古道之上。
That's the meaning of the ancient path.
这就是古道的意思。
Now I want to the second point, ask what is the content of the ancient path?
现在我要提到古道的内容是什么呢？
I want to summarize it in three points.
我用三点来做一个小结。
Each much more briefly than I could.
非常的简单，向各位说一下。
The first point.
第一点。
Is that they knew the true and living God.
就是说，我们认识这个又真又活的神。
All those people that I mentioned from the Bible and history.
我刚才所提到的这些在圣经历史上、在教会历史上的人物。
They told us about a very great and an awesome God.
他们告诉我们一个非常伟大的一个神。
He was infinite in every way.
他是一个无限的，在无限的神。
He is perfectly holy.
他是圣洁，全然圣洁。
He's beyond all of our imagination.
他是超越我们所有一切的想象。
In the night, we should look up at the sky.
在晚上时候，当我们仰头看天上的星星的时候
，and tremble.
我们会颤抖。
To know that the God we worship is the Creator of all.
因为我们的神，我们所敬拜的神，就是这个创造一切的神。
He is the ruler of all.
他是统管万有。
Unlike the idols of men,
不像人手所造的偶像,
He is the living God.
他是一个活神。
The Bible often tells us He is the true and the living God.
圣经里面常常说他是又真又活的。
That we should wake up, as it were, and know that we are His creatures and we stand before Him.
我们应该有这个觉悟。 我们知道我们是他的所造的,
so all the great men of God throughout history knew and taught and preached the greatness of God.
所以所有在圣经, 在历史上的伟人, 他们站在神的面前,
the second point is that they stressed the importance of the Bible.
第二点就是他们每个人都知道圣经的重要。
They all tell us that the Bible is the Word of God written.
他们都说, 圣经是神所默示的, 是神的话。
Every word is important.
每一个字都是重要的。
The only way we can know about God, the only way we can know about ourselves is to read what God says.
我们要能够真正知道我们自己是什么样的光景, 我们就要读神的话。
Here is the only way we can know about the way of salvation.
这也是唯一懂得,
this is the way the Holy Spirit works in our life, through the Word which He has written. Through the Bible, the Spirit of God teaches us, encourages us, rebukes us.
借着圣经，圣灵他指教我们，他训诫我们。
Through the Bible, God leads us from earth to heaven.
借着圣经，神让我们在地如天。
The greatest work of the Spirit of God in our lives.
The greatest
work of the Spirit of God in our lives.
就是圣灵在我们身上最重要的工作。
To open our eyes to understand His Word.
就是让开我们的眼睛，让我们能够明白圣经。
To believe and to live out His Word.
让我们能够相信并且活出来。
The importance of the Bible.
这个圣经的重要性。
The third point is Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
第三点就是基督耶稣并他钉十字架。
The ancient path teaches us about Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以这个古道呢，就是告诉我们基督耶稣并他的十字架。
So I've summarized in 3 points.
所以我就是有这三点的小结。
In the ancient way, people preached about the true and the living God, the Creator of heaven and earth.
所以这个古道里面的人，我们所讲的就是讲一个又真又活的神。
They told us about the importance of the Holy Scriptures.
第二点就是我们圣经的重要性。
And they preached Christ and Him crucified.
还有第三点就是,
I've been living in Taiwan for 15 years.
我在台湾住了15年,
and I've been one of my greatest privileges is to know some of the older generation Christians.
我觉得这是我最大的收获，就是我能够认识到一些我们前辈的基督徒。
I first went to teach at the seminary where Pastor Stephen Chen was the president.
我曾经在唐崇荣牧师的神学院教书。
Then I also was the privilege to know Jonathan Chow.
我也有这个荣幸认得赵天恩牧师。
Before he passed away.
在他去世以前。
And we've been friends with Stephen Chen.
我也跟陈佐仁牧师是朋友。陈雷牧师是朋友。
Yes. And it's a great privilege to me. They're all in their 60s, later 60s.
我觉得这是我很大的一个福分，他们都是在他们60几岁的时候，我认识他们。
And I know this, there's a difference between the way they preach and the way the younger men preach in Taiwan.
我可以知道，就是他们讲道的时候，和年轻的一些传道人讲话中讲道有很大的不同。
They preach from the Word of God.
他们讲道是专注于从神的话，从圣经里面来讲。
And they preach about the greatness of God.
他们讲到神的伟大。
And the judgment to come.
还有将来的审判,
and about Christ Jesus and Him crucified.
还有讲到基督耶稣并他的十字架。
We know there were many great Christian leaders raised up in China in the 1900s.
我们知道在20世纪，我们中国也有很神也兴起了很多属灵的伟人。
We, of course, know Wang Ming Dao.
Wang Ming Dao 先生.
We know John Song.
Song Shang Jie 博士.
We know Watchman Nee.
还有尼托生弟兄.
Watchman Nee had certain theological problems.
可能尼弟兄在神学上有一些争议的地方.
But all three of these and all the Chinese leaders.
可是这三位领袖和其他的我们在中国教会的领导人。
Did they tell stories when they got in the pulpit?
他们是不是在台上是讲故事?
Make everybody laugh?
让大家都大笑，就觉得很有趣。
Or did they preach the truth from God's word?
还是他们讲神的真理，从圣经当中。
To tell men that we are God's creation.
他告诉我们，我们是神的创造。
And when we pass away, there is a judgment to come.
当我们离开这个世界的时候，有审判。
And here is the way from life to death, death to life.
这个圣经里面包含的就是我们一生的道路，从出生到死亡。
Where did they learn? They learned from the missionaries who came in the 1800s.
他们是从哪里学到这些呢？是从在19世纪去中国的宣教士的，他们的宣道上面学到神的话。
From Robert Morrison, the great missionary to China in 1805.
就好比莫里森。
Like Hudson Taylor, you all know him.
还有就是那个戴德森。
In Taiwan, we had a missionary named George Mackay.
在台湾比较大家熟悉的就是马偕。
He came in the 1870s.
他是在1870年时候来到台湾。
When they got off the boat, no one would give him a home, so he lived in a horse stable.
他下船以后呢，他没有一个人给他地方住，所以他住在一个马厩里面。
And no one would teach him Taiwanese, so he learned from the little children.
他想要学台湾话，他就跟一个小孩子学。
But in 40 years of ministry, he started 40 churches.
他40年的在那边牧会，在那边传道，建立了40间教会。
He was a very great missionary.
他是一个很伟大、很卓越的宣教士。
And there were hundreds of them.
有成百的像这样的宣教士。
They had some differences in their theology.
他们在神学上可能有所不同。
But at these three points, they are all the same.
可是在这三点上面，他们都是一样的。
They preach there's only one true living God.
只有一位真神。
That the Bible is the only way to life.
圣经是我们的生命的道路。
They preach Christ and Him crucified.
他们也传讲基督并他钉十字架。
They walked in the ancient way.
他们是走在古道之上。
Christ and Him crucified.
基督并他钉十字架。
We ought to go out and look at the heavens more than we do.
我们应该常常多想点天堂的事。
And we will see the greatness of God's creation.We see the greatness of God's creation.
我们应该先看看天上的事情，我们就看到神创造的奇妙。
And we see from that the greatness of God.
我们看到神是怎样一位伟大的神。
Many people believe that they themselves are basically good.
多数的人都觉得自己还不错。
In fact, if you ask people, are you in the top 30% of the people that live in the world?
如果你问说你是不是在这个世界人群当中你是属于上层30%的人呢?
Everybody would say yes.
大家多半都说是的。
But the Bible says no.
可是圣经上说不对。
Because we are God's creation.
我们是神的创造。
And we don't compare ourselves to ourselves.
我们不是在我们自己人跟人之间相比。
We compare ourselves to God's standard for us.
我们应该用神的标准来看我们自己。
And when we see the greatness of the creation,
当我们看到创造这么伟大的创造，
we ought to know to stand before God is a fearful thing.
所以我们应该知道，在神的面前，我们都应该战兢。
And our righteousness will never save us.
我们自己以为的义呢，永远不足以救我们自己。
Our own lives will not pass His test.
我们的生命呢，永远是经不起神的考验。
Now some people say, well, that's not really fair.
有人说这样好像不大公平啊。
It's perfectly fair because you are created by God.
我觉得是非常的公平，因为你是神所创造的。
But Jesus says, no, don't worry about that.
可是耶稣说呢，你也不用在这个地方太担心。
Ask yourself, do you live up to your own standards?
你只要问你在你的生命呢，生活是不是 达到你自己所觉得应该有的标准了。
And how do you know your own standards?
你怎么样知道你自己的标准是什么呢？
Think about the standards you have for your wife.
你就想想看，你对你的配偶，你是希望他怎么样？那个标准是什么？
The standards you have for your children.
还有你对你儿女的标准是什么？
The standards you have for your boss.
还有你对你上司的标准是什么？
The standards you have for your neighbors.
还有你对你的邻居，你所持的标准是什么？
And Jesus said, "By your own words, you'll be judged."
哎，圣经常说，用你自己的话，你要被定罪。
As we stand before God, He will look whether we lived up to our own standards.
所以在神的面前，神要问我们，我们是不是我们自己的生活呢，能够合到我们自己为别人设的标准呢？
Many people say all religions are the same.
有人说。所有的宗教都是一样的。
If you get into a taxi cab in Taiwan and you ask the driver, what do you think about Christianity?
如果你到一个台湾，你到台湾去上个计程车，然后问那个司机说，你觉得基督教怎么样啊？
He's never ever been to church.
这个人从来没有去过教堂。
But he is an expert on Christianity.
可是他会告诉你，他懂，他对基督教完全了解。
He said Christianity is to encourage people to do good.
他说基督教嘛就是劝人为善。
All religion just encourage people to do good.
所有的宗教都是劝人为善。
Maybe if he's one step ahead, he might say, it's good because it's good for society.
他可能他更是进一层，就是说基督教就对整个社会也是好的。
Or maybe he'll say, it will help people in their troubles.
当人有烦恼有问题的时候，基督教是可以帮助。
That's what the taxi cab driver will say.
计程车司机常常会有这样的回答。
They speak this way because they don't know.
他这样讲呢，就表示他实在是不知道。
He thinks that he's a good person.
他觉得自己还是一个不错的人。
He apparently doesn't need anybody to encourage him to do good because he doesn't go to the church.
他虽然不去教堂，他也不需要你告诉他怎么样才能做好事，才能变得更好。
Well, the Bible does not tell us that's the purpose of religion.
可是圣经上说呢，你信教呢，并不是为了这个。
The Bible tells us that religion is that we might be reconciled to God.
我们圣经是说，我们来信教，我们有这个信仰，是为了我们与神和好。
That we might be worship the living God.
我们能够敬拜唯一的真神。
That we might be forgiven by Him.
我们可以被神所赦免。
That we might be accepted by Him.
我们可以被神所接受。
That we can come boldly before Him.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到他的面前。
And worship.
然后来敬拜他。
That we can have life eternal.
我们会有永远的生命。
But the Bible says if we trust in ourselves, we will perish.
圣经也说，如果我们信靠我们自己的话，我们就是沉沦。
And Christianity is about how it is that we can come back to the living God.
基督教就是告诉我们，我们如何能够回到这个真神的面前。
It tells us that we were all perishing.
告诉我们，我们万人都要灭亡。
But God in His great love and His mercy.
可是神在他极大的恩典和慈爱当中。
He gave us His only begotten Son.
他赐给我们他独生的儿子。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督。
The word Jesus means Savior.
耶稣是说的意思，这个字的意思是救主。
He came to this world not just to teach us to do good, but to save us.
他来到世上不是只是告诉我们如何做好人，而是要拯救我们。
He lived a perfect life.
他过了一个最完美、最无私的一个生活。
The Bible says a glorious life.
一个荣耀的生活
Full of grace and truth.
充满了恩典与真理
But we people,
可是我们呢
we crucified him.
我们把他钉在十字架上
But all in the plan of God.
All
according to God's eternal plan.
都是照着神永远的计划
That he died for us.
他为我们死
That we might not be judged by God.
我们就不需要再受神的审判。
That we might be forgiven.
我们可以被原谅。
That we might be reconciled to God.
我们可以与神重新和好。
And as Christians before God, we do not trust in our own righteousness. We trust only in this, that we are forgiven. The Lord God has given us His Holy Spirit, that we might live a holy life before Him. In this life, the Bible says we have trouble.
在这个世上, 耶稣说,
but in the next, we find rest for our souls.
可是呢, 在下一生命当中,
clothed in His righteousness, we will worship God in the fullness of His glory forever and ever.
我们穿戴的神的义袍, 我们能够永永远远的, 我们来敬拜我们的神。
You might know it, you might not know it, but you have an eternal soul.
你可能或者你也可能不太明白, 你是有永生的。
We preach Christ and Him crucified.
我们讲到, 基督耶稣并他钉十字架。
That's the message which the Christian church preaches.
这是所有的基督, 教会都应该, 传讲的。
The true and the living God.
这个, 这个又真又活的神,
the importance of the Bible,
这个圣经的重要性,
Christ and Him crucified,
还有基督并他钉十字架。
Maybe I want to make this clear because I want to make this more clear, contrast it to what we hear in many churches today.
那我再把用这个现代的教会他们所传讲的与这个古道来做个对比, 让我的, 让我所讲的能够更明白一点。
Many church leaders think that they are very intelligent.
很多的, 教会呢, 觉得他们都是很知识水平, 就是在知识面是很高的。
We need to make the Bible more attractive to people.
我们要把这个圣经呢, 变得更有吸引力。
Then we can attract more people into the church.
这样呢, 更多的人才会来到教会里。
So Christian leaders, some pastors, they change the way they preach in order to get more people into the church.
所以有些传道人呢, 他们就改变他们, 传讲的内容, 为的是呢, 要让更多人喜欢听。
They preach, if I might summarize it in 3 points.
他们常常呢, 讲呢, 我就简单地把它归纳成三种。
Come to the church and be blessed.
来来来, 来到教会, 这样你就可以蒙福。
God's going to help you.
神要帮助你。
They tell them, here in the church we can experience the Holy Spirit.
在这里呢, 我们会经历到圣灵的同在。
We can have experience of the spiritual world.
我们可以, 真的在灵界里面呢, 我们可以知道是怎么一回事。
They come to the church, God, Jesus loves you.
来来来, 来教会, 因为耶稣爱你。
So these 3 points have something in common.
在这个, 这三点当中呢, 至少你看到有一个共通的地方, 共同的地方。
The whole thing is designed to be pleasant to men.
他们所有的重点呢, 就是希望呢, 让人喜欢。
So that more people will come to the church.
这样子的话呢, 才更多的人会愿意来教堂。
But in order to do this, we have to keep everything vague.
为了要达到这个目的呢, 他们讲的道呢, 就好像就模糊了。
Because there's a truth behind everything they say, but the whole thing is vague.
他们讲的呢, 是有一点真理在里面, 可是呢, 就是模模糊糊的, 模棱两可。
They come and be blessed, but they're not very clear about what it means to be blessed.
他们说, 来来来, 得祝福, 可是他没有告诉你, 这个福是什么。
There's no stress on the real blessing of Christianity, which is the forgiveness of our sins.
提到呢, 真正基督徒所得到的祝福是什么呢? 是神他, 就是他原谅了我们的罪, 他赦免了我们的罪。
We can escape the eternal judgment.
这样我们就免掉我们的永刑。
And enter into eternal life.
让我们能够得到永生。
What was the sweetest word Jesus ever spoke?
哪一句话是耶稣讲的最好听的一句话呢?
You ask yourself that.
你想想看, 你最喜欢的一句话, 就是耶稣基督讲的话里面。
What people at that time liked to hear.
是在这个时候, 人最喜欢听的。
Go in peace, your sins are forgiven.
哦, 就是你走吧, 你平平安安地去吧, 你的罪得赦了。
Yes, in the new way of preaching, we stress spiritual experience.
在新派的, 传道里面呢, 他们强调的呢, 是灵里面的经验。
We express about experiencing God's Spirit.
我们强调呢，我们在灵里面怎么样经历神。
Come to the church and be healed.
来到教会里面来，你就得医治。
Come to the church. We'll have a very exciting worship. A lot of really now.
来，我们教会的崇拜呢，特别的好，特别的有意思，特别的就是很大声的，很热闹。
I like to stress the charismatic gifts.
我们强调, 圣灵的恩赐。
If you listen to me, the Trinity is in both of these the old path and the new path.
这个三位一体呢，当然在古道当中是绝对有，在新道里面呢，其实也有。
What I mean by that is, instead of in the old way, we preach the Holy Spirit writing His Word and through His Word making us holy. In the old path, the Holy Spirit.
在古道当中，我们的圣灵呢，是让我们能够成圣，让我们能够像神越来越像神一样的圣洁。
And believe His holy word.
我们要相信神的话。
In the new path, the Holy Spirit is to give us a warm inner feeling.
可是这个新派的讲法呢，这个圣灵就变成是说呢，使我们学得舒服，心里啊很畅快。
Very little about holiness.
很少提到圣洁。
In the old path, it's Christ and Him crucified.
在古道当中，我们提到的是基督并他钉十字架。
In the new path, it's Jesus loves you.
在新派里面呢，讲的都是神爱你。Jesus
loves you.
耶稣爱你。Does
the Bible ever say this, Jesus loves you?
在圣经里面有没有说耶稣爱你？
The Bible says Jesus is Lord.
在圣经里面说耶稣是主。And
that was the confession of the early church.
这是我们早期教会的所共同所承认的。It
was only 15 years ago I went to Taiwan.
15年前我去台湾。
And the churches used to say, Jesus is Lord. That's what they said on the church building. Now they've all been torn down.
那现在呢,已经看不见了,都被拆下来了。
And they all say, Jesus loves you.
他们都说,耶稣爱你。
They might as well say, in Jeremiah's day, peace, peace. That's what the prophet said.
就像在耶利米书所说的,所形容的,都说, 平安了。
They could have said, peace, peace, Jesus loves you.
他们就其实可以就像英语说的时代，再加一点说，平安了，平安了，耶稣爱你。
This is the great truth in the Bible, that Christ loves His church.
当然这个是圣经里的真理，就是说神爱他的教会。
The Bible says Jesus loved His own and He loved them to the end.
圣经说神记耶稣爱他属他的人，爱他们到底。
The Bible says that God so loved the world that He sent us His only begotten Son.
圣经说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
The difference between truth and error is not like black and white.
我们这个真理的分别呢，并不是说像那个黑白这样子可以这么分的。
The difference is that error always is vague and unclear and confused.
这个常常的在这边的讲，在这我们所讲的这种非真理的东西呢，并不是说完全错，都是有点这个黑白不分，然后有或是或非。Because
it's a great deception to tell a person who is under God's judgment that Jesus loves you.
对，其实这是一个最大的欺骗，就是你对那些其实要受神审判的人，跟他说耶稣爱你。
He gets the total wrong idea about who God is, about who He is, and about how He relates to God. Sometimes I go into modern churches, both in the United States and in Taiwan. And I kind of know I'm in a church. And I understand everything they say.
我了解，我明白他们讲的所说的一切。
But I feel like it's an empty shell.
可是我觉得这好像是一个空壳。
The words are all there.
字，你听那些重要的字呢，都在那儿。
But I don't know if the faith that they have is the ancient path.
可是我就怀疑他们所有的信心，是不是就像我们的先贤所有的那样同样的信心呢？
Yes. It's not every message that will save your soul. the second point, I want to stress the content of the ancient path.
第二点呢, 我们讲到说, 这个古道的内容,
and finally, briefly, we want to say the blessing of the ancient path.
现在让我讲到第三点, 就是说, 这个古道的祝福是什么?
Jeremiah says, you will find rest for your souls.
耶利米说, 你会 在那里你必,
Jesus quotes this.
我们知道耶稣也引用了这句话,
Come unto me, all ye who are weary, and you will find rest for your souls.
耶稣说过, 你们这些劳苦担重担的人都来到我这里来,
the new path is easier.
这个新的道呢是比较简单的,
it's more people on it.
也有许比较更多的人在走在上面。
It's more comfortable.
这个呢比较舒服,
it's less demanding.
啊, 不是要求那么多的,
the old path is none of this.
可是这个古道就不是这样子,
more difficult.
是比较困难,
it's more lonely.
是比较孤独的,
it's more uncomfortable.
是比较不舒服的,
yes, but you find rest for your souls.
可是呢, 你在这里, 你的心还会找到真的安息。
Think of all the people that walked on that great ancient path, the eternal truth of God.
你想想看, 所有曾在古道上面行过的,
Jeremiah spoke the truth.
耶利米在这里讲, 他传讲了一个真理,
but he lived a miserable life.
可是他的生活呢是非常的凄凉, 非常的痛苦的,
he walked on a lonely road.
他是非常孤独的,
but he found rest for his soul.
可是他在心里面有最深的安息。
Moses one time said to the people of God,
摩西也一度对神的百姓说,
From the day I met you, you caused me nothing but trouble.
就是我从第一天开始领你们的时候，我所经历的就只有劳苦愁烦。
Because he spoke to them the truth, and they didn't like to hear it.
因为他讲把真理告诉他们，他们却不愿意听。
He walked a very lonely road.
他是一个走在一个孤独道路上的人。
But he found rest for his soul.
可是他有真正的平安。
We know the story of Elijah.
我们也知道以利亚的故事。
He was very zealous for the truth.
他为神大发热心。
But the king and the queen, they sought to kill him.
可是国王和皇后都是在追寻他的性命。
Finally, he's a single man running around in the desert.
他变成唯一一个在旷野中，他一个人在那个旷野当中，就是逃跑。
He tells God that the people of Israel have abandoned the covenant, tore down your altars, killed all the prophets, and now they seek my life.
他跟神说，所有的以色列人都离弃了神，违背了他的约，现在他们又来寻索我的性命。
But in the end, he found rest for his soul.
但是最后呢,
Paul lived a very lonely life.
保罗也是过了一个很孤单的生活。
Do you want to see somebody that's very, very pitiful? Read the life of the Apostle Paul.
如果你想知道哪一个人过的是一个最辛苦的生活，最艰难的生活，那你就去念保罗的生平。
He ends up in a Roman dungeon, and he says, "All my friends have left me. Here I am alone."
他最后呢是在罗马的监狱里面，他说：“我所有的朋友都离弃我，我是一个人在这里。”
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he spoke the truth.
因为他讲的真理。
He was bold for God.
他为神放胆。
He was gracious to all men.
他对人非常的有恩慈。
But he compromised on nothing.
可是他在真理上绝对不妥协。
In the end, he found rest for his soul.
可是在最后的时候，他有最大的平安和喜乐。
The Bible tells us the same is true of Jesus Christ.
在圣经上面我们也讲到耶稣的生平。
He ended his life on the cross.
他最后上了十字架。
But it says, after his resurrection,
但是当他复活之后,
he sat down at the right hand of God.
他坐在神的右边。
And he enjoyed the fruit of his labors.
他享受他所工作的果效。
It's the truth. It's not easy to be a Christian today.
这是一个实话, 做基督徒不是那么简单的。
You often feel very lonely.
有的时候你会觉得很孤单。
If you want to preach the truth.
当你要讲真理的时候, 讲真道的时候,
but
可是,
you're walking on the path of a great number of witnesses.
可是你是走在一个许多见证人走过的道路上。
And the Bible says we will find rest for our souls.
圣经里面跟我们说，你会有心里的安息。
Well, I know this church is a good church.
我知道这是一个很好的教会。
You have a good pastor. You ought to be thankful for him.
你有一个很好的牧师，你应该心存感谢。
When you say to yourself, "Here he goes again, talking about judgment and all that stuff."
当你听到他又在讲审判啊那些事情的时候，你说，哎呀，又来了。
Yes, but you ought to ask yourself, "Isn't that what you need to hear?"
你应该问你自己，这是不是你应该再听一遍的
？Yes.Compare yourself to your own standards and ask yourself whether you might not need to listen.
你用你自己的标准来衡量你自己，你是不是不需要再听了？
Because the truth is the new faith, the new path is passing away.
真，我告诉你们，这个新的道理呢，都会过去。
But the eternal path is eternal.
可是这个古道呢，是永远长存。
And those that walk on it will live forever.
而在行在其上的人呢，也是永远长存的。
I want you to consider what I say.
希望你们大家思想我刚才所讲的。
Jeremiah tells us, "This is what the Lord says: Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls."
耶利米说，耶和华如此说：你们当站在路上查看、访问古道。那是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。他们却说，我们不行在其间。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们祷告。
Our Father, we give you thanks for this Chinese church. We pray that by your grace, that we might all continue to hold forth the word of life.To preach the true God, to make you known among the people. Father, we pray that this might be a church that is filled with your scriptures, that we might spend our time studying and meditating on them. We pray that this might be a church that is filled with the message of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, come to this earth for us, crucified for us.That we might live before Him. Father, we pray that all that come through the doors of this church might find rest for their souls. We might find life eternal. We might be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, transformed by Him into the children of God.Father, we especially pray for Pastor Chen. We pray that he might continue to have boldness as he preaches the truth for the good of your church. We pray you'd fill him with faith and the Holy Spirit that he might be your instrument to us to deliver us from evil and bring us to life eternal. Father, we pray for your church all over the world. We pray that you'd revive us, that we might preach the truth, that we might live the truth, we might walk in the truth, that all men might see our deeds and give glory to our Father in heaven. Father, we pray for your church, that we might lift up Jesus Christ, that all men might be drawn unto him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.